Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
7:03, good morning. It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett is hanging out behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Georgia had a day at the Bend, beat Alabama 28-7 in the SEC championship. Indiana beat Ohio State 13-10 in the Big Ten championship. Yesterday, the college football playoff rankings were set. Alabama remained at number 9, Georgia at 3. Indiana is in first place, pushing Ohio State to second. The Hawks split back-to-back games, lost to the Nuggets 134-133, beat the Wizards 131-116. They'll play the Pistons this Friday. And Georgia Tech will be going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl against BYU. And of course, unfortunately, Falcons lost to the Seahawks yesterday, 37-9. They were tied at half. It was 6-6, but things went south after halftime. Here is Kirk Cousins after the game.
You know, I think you're always reminded of just how it's a four-quarter game and you have to keep playing, and you never know which play is going to be the play that can make the difference. And so you just, you know, have to play with that sense of urgency at all times. And today it got away from us.
Yeah, definitely did. You know, I witnessed in Mercedes-Benz on Saturday, my team lose by, 21? And I was like, oh, man, this has been brutal. I think it gets any worse than this. And to watch the product the Falcons put on the field yesterday against the Seahawks and everything they were unable to do, that was even worse. Yeah. And so to see it go down the way it did over the weekend, to hear Kirk Cousins and the – I don't know, and we talked about Raheem earlier. To hear Kirk and Raheem, it was such a solemn – like, I don't know where to go from here.
Right.
And I think that that's even more scary for Falcons fans than the actual result of the game. I think Kirk is spot on. And I actually, talking to Grant about it in postgame, I was like, it felt like there was like a python feel, like where they sink their teeth into you with the return, and then they just squeeze the life out of you in the second half because all of a sudden they were playing from an advantageous standpoint. It was like, hey, we can tee off on the quarterback. We can jump routes. We can do a bunch of different things now that we have actually taken the lead in this game. They did a great job in the second half, not making adjustments, but playing up to the standard that I feel like they've built for themselves.
And outside of Bijan Robinson, the lack of a playmaker on offense was just in your face yesterday. You had nobody that could step up and make a play. Kyle made a big catch, great catch, actually. But that was it, really. I mean, I know he had six catches for 90 yards. That was a big one, but he had two big catches, really. But the consistency is not there. You know, the first drive, he had a jump ball. I think it was the first drive of the game. There's a jump ball, and it's like, go get it. Go make the catch, and he didn't, which is a theme that is often with him. But there's no playmaker on offense when Drake London's not on the field. I mean, yeah. John Robinson is a playmaker, but I mean, I'll go and look right now, but I mean, I don't know how many he touched the ball 22 times yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you think he should have touched it 25 times. If we're arguing three touches, I think you're missing the point. But he ran the ball 20 times, and he had a turnover. But outside of Bijan Robinson, who is the – and with the I'm talking about the team they fielded yesterday. Who's the playmaker on offense?
We don't have one.
And that is a problem because when you need a play, there's no – and I'm not trying to absolve coaching or anything like that. That's not the point. But the point of it is when I looked at that yesterday – there were times where guys needed to squeeze the football and they didn't. Darnell Mooney at times.
That fourth down.
David Sills.
That's
at times.
Absolutely brutal. That fourth down throw, and I know it's low, but you got to catch it if you're Darnell Mooney. I mean, that's just absolutely brutal. There's no two ways about it. That's an NFL wide receiver catches that 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, he
gets
four
both
targets.
Of his hands on. It's not deflected. It's just hard, and I think that there's a lot to kind of go into, but there's just so many pieces about this offense, so many things about this offense that don't fit. We don't have a tight end, guys. We just don't. I know that people think I'm crazy every time I say this. We don't have a tight end. We started the game yesterday in 12 personnel. That's supposed to be one running back and two tight ends. Guess what? Charlie Warner plays H-back. He plays fullback. We attached him to the line of scrimmage a number of times yesterday. I don't think he's great in that role. I don't think that's what he's best suited for. I don't think that's why they signed him here. Kyle Pitts, it says tight end next to his name. He plays wide receiver, man. He really does. Now, are you using him in tight end roles sometimes? Sure. Are you attaching him to the line of scrimmage? Are you putting him off the hip of the tackle and asking him to lead up? Sure, you're asking him to do that. Is he doing it at a high level? Absolutely not. So we had two tight ends on the field at times yesterday that neither one of them really played tight end. We need a tight end that can attach to the line of scrimmage, you know, the Kittles of the world, and actually do some things. We don't have that guy. So you're asking Kyle Pitts now to play wide receiver because Drake London's not in. That makes him a slow wide receiver.
Yeah, and he was running a lot of routes that Drake normally gets.
Yes, he's a slow wide receiver that is supposed to be really good on jump balls like Drake London, and he's not. Now, that I'm not trying to take away from Kyle Pitts. It's not bash Kyle Pitts time. He's been the only threat we've had in the passing game.
He's played good the last two games for the most part. And the receiving
part of that, yes, for sure. But don't look at me and look at Kyle Pitts as the leading receiver. You know who was the number two guy in terms of yardage yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Algier, what are we doing? It's just, I don't even have any words for it anymore. It's so disjointed, and I've been screaming it from the hilltop since week one. None of it makes sense. There's no game plan, and even when you do develop a game plan, the personnel you have at your availability doesn't fit what we're doing. It's, I'm just tired of watching it, to be real. I'm tired of seeing it every single week. It doesn't make sense. And I don't blame the defense for the second half going, dude, we ain't scoring. Mm-hmm. Why am I out here throwing my body around? Right. Special teams is an absolute disaster. So I don't know. I can go off on about four more tangents about that as well, but I'll find a stopping point right now.
Well, we do have a tweet thread going right now, taking your reactions to yesterday's game at 929 Morning Shift. And, you know, we've seen so many comments and a lot of noise around Raheem Morris. I thought this one was interesting. Michael Groover tweeted that the team quit on Raheem yesterday.
Sure.
Yeah?
I don't think it's on Raheem. Okay? I think they quit on each other if we're going to go that route with it. I think they're putting on Raheem, and I think, you know, the buck is always going to stop with the head coach in these situations. That's why he's the head coach. That's why he makes good money. But I thought that they just quit on each other. I really do feel like the defense in the second half were looking at the offense and the special teams going, yeah, dude, we're not winning this game. Like, once they got up by a touchdown, once they returned the kick, it's like, yeah,
well,
I don't know where else to go from
there. I think once we fumbled in the red area, that completely, which was the, you know, you allow the kickoff return, the offense goes all the way down, gets in the red, zone, and then the fumble happens, and it just felt like it was a bubble popping. It was kind of – it was it. It just – it really puts you in this place that, boom, everything is out. So I don't know – I don't know really where you go from that. I mean, it's just – it just – what do you do?
I want to bring up this point. Somebody asked me why they can't fix special teams, and I have no good reason to understand why they can't fix the coverage units. But here's what I'm going to say: if you were just a person who's going to work today and you're listening along the way, I want you to put yourself into their shoes right now. And again, it's their fault. They're the boss. They're the GM of the special teams. But you go in, and the reason you can't fix it midseason is this. Imagine there's 20 people in your office, because I think that's probably about the amount of bodies at your disposal if you're Marquise Williams and you're putting together a coverage team. All right, now imagine you go in and you go, man, I got to put my best 11 together at the start of the year. This is the group I want to roll with. Now, if you're just on your way to work right now, I want you to picture your office. I want you to picture Bob from accounting. I want you to picture Jim from sales. I want you to go around and think of how many people you actually count on a daily basis. It's probably not 20. Probably not even 11. There's probably five, right? Mm-hmm. There's probably a very close group of people you'd look at and go, yeah, I'd trust that guy. All right, now you fill the back end of that 11, and that back end of that 11 doesn't work. All right, that was your top 11 picks to go out there on coverage unit. Like, that was, you were like, I got to have a good unit. You picked your top 11. Now, all of a sudden, Cheryl from accounting, she gets sick, right? So she's not showing up for work. And you have to fill the back end of this now and make the changes at the back end of that 11 with people you didn't want to be there from the get-go.
How good
people
was Cheryl?
Who weren't part of the selection process of the top 11 from the get-go. Now all of a sudden you've gotten down to roster spots 19, 20, and possibly 21 who you brought in off the street. And now you're trying to fill the back end in week 15 or whatever it is of the season. This is Raheem's fault and Marquise Williams' fault and Terry's fault. But the reason you can't get it fixed midseason is because there's no way to fix it at this point. They're not even practicing in pads anymore, guys. Think about that. Trying to fix special teams, coverage units, go down and hit somebody. They're not even practicing in pads.
And that's not on them. That's the NFL.
No, that's an NFL rule. You can't go practicing pads. So, hey, why can't we get the special teams fixed? It's not fixable at this point. It's about asking guys to go out there and do their freaking job. And again, that is on Marquise Williams, because he's the one that is supposed to pick the people, and Raheem are supposed to pick the people that can do those jobs in the first place. So now we've gotten down to the end of that of the options on this, and there's really nowhere else to turn.
And the special teams thing has changed so much over the last 3 years, and I'm not absolving anybody. It just has. And some guys have figured it out, and we haven't.
Yeah, we.
It is essentially where it's kind of like, tell me what you think about this, but it's kind of like playing zero coverage. It's like a fourth and short, right? And if you break the line of scrimmage untouched, because there's nobody back there. The way everybody's right up on the line. Everybody's lined up within 5 yards. So if you don't fight through blocks, and you're not good enough to beat a block, if you get to the second level, you're gone. The returner gets to the second level, it's housed, because then you just got to beat a kicker.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been safeties on kickoff cover. There's always been two guys who pull off the line, and then the safety in the middle is supposed to be the kicker. So you're supposed to have, you know, somebody between the hash and the numbers on both sides that kind of plays back off of it. I think that guy has been DeMarco Helms a lot this year.
He hasn't done very well. He wasn't there yesterday.
He's injured, right. He's injured now. It hasn't been going that well from that spot. He is a safety, and he's not exactly the fastest guy. That was one of the knocks coming through the draft coverage. But it's just they have that now. It's just a lot different. It's just a lot different. The rules have changed.
It just, oh, man. You know, you could have lost 1,000 different ways yesterday, but the one way I didn't need to see you lose was a kickoff return, be the turning point in the game.
And a blocked field goal.
And yesterday, when you started, you had the turnover in Bijan, then you had the other turnover, it seemed like we were literally playing the game with the exact same team in the exact same building last year. Because that's why you lost Seattle last year, remember? The three turnovers in the third quarter killed you.
Yeah.
Well, we got to turn this around fast, because Thursday we got the Bucks. So we'll talk to Dave Archer, 820, to give us some more insight on yesterday. And this Saturday, noon to 2, you can join me, Allie Mack, at Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta. Someone's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV, Yeti cooler, and someone else will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. That is Saturday, noon to 2, at Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta. Coming up, Aaron Rodgers basically told the media to be quiet, but in a much more crass way. We'll play it for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It is 7:22 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Garrett's hanging out behind the glass in for Dylan today. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment. Let's talk about this Notre Dame situation.
Yeah.
Is it like grabbing your ball, going home?
Yeah, it is a little bit.
It is
a little bit. I'm interested in how Mike feels, because I understand a little bit of it with it's always been the thing where coaches have been like, bowl. You want to get bowl eligible. Yeah, the money's nice and everything, although sometimes you go to bowl games and it costs the team money based on like everything that goes into – you're essentially taking your entire – you're literally taking a organization and moving it for a week, right?
Yeah.
With weight room, all that kind of stuff. But to the lesser extent – you get practice for a couple. You get extra weeks of practice, Allie. And it's always been good for the young players because they get more time in what would be like first team reps, right? Maybe second team. Maybe they're not getting that. But in an era where players opt out of bowl games, where it does help those young players, but like, is it a good thing that you're not risking the health of a player? And like, how would you feel if you were in college and you were in Notre Dame and they're like, hey, you know, we got left out of the playoff, so we're just gonna call it a day.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all over. And you were expecting, you were still practicing and everything, expecting to be ready for maybe a playoff or something.
Yeah, it's really tough because I was always the guy that did, for the most part, want to go compete. And I think that you look at it and go, okay, do I want to risk it? Notre Dame's it's an interesting conundrum with them because I think the further we get into this, bowl games have obviously changed. The value of bowl games have obviously changed. The practice, to me, and the development is kind of the only plus. You know, they're going to go to the bowl games, and it's, let's just be real, it's for TV money. Mm-hmm. You know, along with the extra practice you get, that's the plus side. You're going to play in the bowl game. You're going to be, a lot of these people are going to be away from their family and friends during the holidays. And I think that for a lot of these kids, it's kind of run its course. It's like, I don't know what the upside is, but I hate it for the programs because I do think it's important for that extra month of practice that you're going to get for some of these teams that can go in and say, hey, 3 weeks of practice is massive. You learn a lot about your team during bowl games. But if you're a coach and you're trying to read the room and there is this player that's teetering of transferring and he's due this much money and he's saying, I don't really want to play in this game. I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to – you know, El Paso and play in the Sun Bowl, then I think that it becomes a lot tougher. So I don't envy them for this. It just looks awful on the heels of getting left out of the college ball playoff and then saying, you know what? Oh, we're good. We're good.
And look, Notre Dame's in this is a weird situation too, because Notre Dame's the kind of team that's in a situation where, and I was wrong. I thought that the committee was protecting them. That's why they had them so where they did the whole time, because they were going to put them in. But what happened was is when the debacle of the ACC happened, I think it was twofold. I think the committee wanted an ACC team in, and then on the backside, when it came down to basically pseudo ACC member or real ACC member in Miami, because Notre Dame, you know, is kind of half in their basketball, but they're not football, but they play some of the football teams. They had to go by head-to-head, because if you didn't take the team that won the head-to-head, then why wouldn't any team go schedule big games outside of their conference anymore? It would completely wipe that out, which has become a big TV thing. And remember, the playoff is nothing but a TV show. That's why you have 5-6 weeks of a TV show talking about what the playoff's going to look like when none of it matters until 2 weeks before the actual selection. So they had to protect, the committee had to protect multiple things. Remember, they're a committee made up of a bunch of ADs, so they had to protect conference championship games, which is why Alabama stayed.
They're not all ADs, but yes, I agree.
A lot of them, right? And the head of it is an AD. There's some presidents in there. There's just some
former coaches, former players. There's a couple. Yeah.
But so they had to protect conference championships, and they had to protect major teams scheduling out of conference head to head games, because without that, it hurts your TV money.
Yeah, I saw some people on the socials yesterday wondering if there was a conspiracy around the Notre Dame switcheroo. You know, to try to get TV viewership, you know what I mean? Over the last, like, are we trying to get TV viewership? And I can't remember who tweeted this. I'll have to go back and look, but somebody's like, don't let incompetence disguise itself as conspiracy. It's like, I think they were just incompetent the whole time, and they got to the end and they were like, man, this is a really bad look. We should probably reverse this, because this is going to look really crappy when it's all said and done. So, the committee, to me, got it completely wrong for like the first 4 weeks, and then ended up probably in the right spot that it should have been the whole time.
The biggest problem with the committee is they try to talk like politicians. Like when they tried to talk about why Alabama jumped ahead of Notre Dame after the Auburn win, they're like, well, you know, game control. I mean, they had a 17-0 lead. And it was like, yeah, in halftime it was 17-10 or something like that. It was like, but, you know, they talked in the circle alley with all these big words and stuff. And all I had to say was, we think a win over Auburn and Jordan-Hare is better than a win over Stanford and Palo Alto. Boom. All you got to say. All you had to say. But they didn't say that. They said this convoluted answer. And people were like, that doesn't make any sense. You're lying to me. Because they try to mince. They're trying to keep people's feelings from getting hurt. When they just tell the truth and everybody would understand it. And it's the problem in this world.
You're giving people too much credit, buddy.
I'm telling you.
The people who you think would understand it would be outraged that there's an SEC bias about Jordan-Hare Stadium over Stanford. That's just.
Who in the hell would be outraged about that? Do you think it's harder to play in Stanford? Or
the same that are outraged right now about everything else going on with the committee.
Nobody's
outraged right now?
It's fake outrage. No. Okay. No, I'm not talking about the committee. I'm talking about this actual thing. If you tell me that you think it's harder to play at Stanford in Stanford than it is Auburn in Auburn, you're being, as my good friend Grant McCauley say, you're being intellectually dishonest.
I'm just telling you that there's a Robert Griffin out there that would make that argument. I'm just telling you.
Well,
there is.
Yeah, I think that speaks for itself.
Exactly, but that's my point.
Well,
there is people out there that would make an argument and be upset about it.
Well, him and Joel Klatt can go get together in a little group and they can cry together about it.
All right, let's switch over to the NFL for a moment. So the Steelers beat the Ravens 27-22, and Aaron Rodgers, is he at that point where he just doesn't care? Or maybe he just never has?
He's been there. I think after the second MVP, he didn't care.
You think that's what
happened? Yeah, I don't know. It's been 10 years since he didn't care. I feel like maybe the second MVP.
Have more to do with the ayahuasca journey that he was on than the MVP trophies. I think that can kind of change your wiring a little bit.
Absolutely. Take a listen to him yesterday after the game.
What does it mean to get a win like this after the week that you guys have had and the week that kind of like Tomlin sent you?
Means maybe you guys will shut the hell up for a week.
I actually love this.
False.
I love it. I mean, no, people aren't going
to
shut up.
According to Bo, if you just tell the truth, everybody's really happy about it. Nobody's worried.
He did tell the truth, though.
I know.
I mean,
there's probably somebody out there that was upset that he said that to me.
Yeah, well, they're soft.
There you go.
Sorry.
If I asked the question, I would be upset if you responded to me that way.
Exactly. But he's airing it out, and he's able to do that because it's coming off of a victory. That's the reason that he's liked more this year is because he's been more victorious than he was last year with the Jets, bottom line.
But can we talk about how just 1 week ago, everyone was shouting, like, fire Tomlin?
Oh, they're still doing that. Oh, don't get it wrong. No, they're still doing that.
Yeah,
still happening.
Wait till they lose in the first round of the playoffs
or don't get there. That is all still very much in order. And a lot of that comes from the fact that he's under contract for next year, and then 2027 is a team option. And they have to actually pick up that team option before next season. So it's kind of like the fifth-year player option. They have to decide before March if he's going to be there in 2027.
And they can, it's just the money. Yeah, look, you don't ever it just silences it for a couple of days, and then it'll pop back up. And I understand some of the. It's funny because Mike Tomlin has been essentially untouchable for years, but with it from criticism because he's never had a losing season. And I think Mike Tomlin's a hell of a coach. But I have watched bias, for whatever reason, against Mike McCarthy when him and Mike Tomlin are essentially the same coach. Same records, same playoff wins, same Super Bowls, everything. And so Tomlin's just getting a little bit of scrutiny now because there were high expectations. Do I think Mike Tomlin's a hell of a coach? Absolutely. Would I take him here? Absolutely. I also think the same thing about Mike McCarthy. But just because he's getting criticism now, he's just facing what every other coach faces, you know. And Tomlin's tough enough to take it. They don't faze him a bit.
It is interesting to me how many people have talked about Mike McCarthy in this job because you know he's available and he's a name that has a Super Bowl ring. It's the a lot of the same voices I've heard say that are people that said, I can't believe we hired Raheem. He was already a failed coach. Well, now you've got Mike McCarthy out there that's been fired from two different organizations. So a lot of the same people are going, Mike McCarthy's the guy.
Can I ask you?
Whoa.
Well, and it's funny. Can I ask you a question now? Do you, if you've won a Super Bowl, do you think you're a failed coach?
No.
See, I agree. I'm pretty much under my thought process has always been, just because you're fired doesn't necessarily mean you're a failed at whatever you do.
I completely agree.
Especially in coaching, because I've watched coaches win titles and then be fired, and then people try to discredit their title. Well, they only did that because of that. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know, you basically as a coach, you're hired to be fired.
Well, coming up on Friday, you two made some picks. You're going to have to man up to them today, and we've got them mic'd up.
Yeah, I did have one good part of this weekend, and a weekend of absolute detriment in the Johnson household. There was one small shining star, and I'll tell you what it was.
You'll hear it next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is 7:22 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Garrett's hanging out behind the glass in for Dylan today. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment. Let's talk about this Notre Dame situation.
Yeah.
Is it like grabbing your ball, going home?
Yeah, it is a little bit.
It is
a little bit. I'm interested in how Mike feels, because I understand a little bit of it with it's always been the thing where coaches have been like, you want to get bowl eligible. Yeah, the money's nice and everything, although sometimes you go to bowl games and it costs the team money based on like everything that goes into – you're essentially taking your entire – you're literally taking a organization and moving it for a week, right?
Yeah.
With weight room, all that kind of stuff. But to the lesser extent – you get practice for a couple. You get extra weeks of practice, Allie, and it's always been good for the young players because they get more time in what would be like first team reps, right? Maybe second team. Maybe they're not getting that. But in an era where players opt out of bowl games, where it does help those young players, but like, is it a good thing that you're not risking the health of a player? And like, how would you feel? If you were in college and you were in Notre Dame and they're like, hey, you know, we got left out of the playoff, so we're just gonna call it a day.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all over. And you were still practicing and everything, expecting to be ready for maybe a playoff or something.
Yeah. It's really tough. Because I was always the guy that did, for the most part, want to go compete. And I think that you look at it and go, okay, do I want to risk it? Notre Dame's just, it's an interesting conundrum with them, because I think the further we get into this, bowl games have obviously changed. The value of bowl games have obviously changed. The practice, to me, and the development is kind of the only plus. You know, they're going to go to the bowl games, and it's, let's just be real, it's for TV money. Mm-hmm. You know, along with the extra practice you get, that's the plus side. You're going to play in the bowl game. A lot of these people are going to be away from their family and friends during the holidays. And I think that for a lot of these kids, it's kind of run its course. It's like, I don't know what the upside is. But I hate it for the programs, because I do think it's important for that extra month of practice that you're going to get for some of these teams that can go in and say, hey, 3 weeks of practice is massive. You learn a lot about your team during bowl games. But if you're a coach and you're trying to read the room, and there is this player that's teetering of transferring, and he's due this much money, and he's saying, I don't really want to play in this game. I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to, you know, El Paso and play in the Sun Bowl. Then I think that it becomes a lot tougher. So I don't envy them for this. It just looks awful on the heels of getting left out of the college ball playoff and then saying, you know what? Oh, we're good. We're good.
And look, Notre Dame's in this is a weird situation too, because Notre Dame's the kind of team that's in a situation where, and I was wrong. I thought that the committee was protecting them. That's why they had them so where they did the whole time, because they were going to put them in. But what happened was is when the debacle of the ACC happened, I think it was twofold. I think the committee wanted an ACC team in, and then on the backside, when it came down to basically pseudo ACC member or real ACC member in Miami, because Notre Dame, you know, is kind of half in. They're basketball, but they're not football, but they play some of the football teams. They had to go by head-to-head, because if you didn't take the team that won the head-to-head, then why wouldn't any team go schedule big games outside of their conference anymore? It would completely wipe that out, which has become a big TV thing. And remember, the playoff is nothing but a TV show. That's why you have 5-6 weeks of a TV show talking about what the playoff's going to look like, when none of it matters until 2 weeks before the actual selection. So they had to protect, the committee had to protect multiple things. Remember, they're a committee made up of a bunch of ADs, so they had to protect conference championship games, which is why Alabama stayed.
They're not all ADs, but yes, I agree.
A lot of them, right? And the head of it is an AD. There's some presidents in there. There's just some
former coaches, former players. There's a couple. Yeah.
But so they had to protect conference championships, and they had to protect major teams scheduling out of conference head-to-head games, because without that, it hurts your TV money.
I saw some people on the socials yesterday wondering if there was a conspiracy around the Notre Dame switcheroo, to try to get TV viewership. You know what I mean? Over the last, like, are we trying to get TV viewership? And I can't remember who tweeted this. I have to go back and look. But somebody's like, don't let incompetence disguise itself as conspiracy. It's like, I think they were just incompetent the whole time. And they got to the end and they were like, man, this is a really bad look. We should probably reverse this because this is going to look really crappy when it's all said and done. So, the committee to me got it completely wrong for like the first 4 weeks. And then ended up probably in the right spot that it should have been the whole time.
The biggest problem with the committee is they try to talk like politicians. Like when they try to talk about why Alabama jumped ahead of Notre Dame after the Auburn win, they're like, well, you know, game control. I mean, they had a 17-0 lead. And it was like, yeah, in halftime it was 17-10 or something like that. It was like, but, you know, they talked in the circle alley with all these big words and stuff. And all I had to say was, we think a win over Auburn and Jordan-Hare is better than a win over Stanford and Palo Alto. Boom. All you got to say. All you had to say. But they didn't say that. They said this convoluted answer, and people were like, that doesn't make any sense. You're lying to me. Because they try to mince. They're trying to keep people's feelings from getting hurt when they just tell the truth, and everybody would understand it. And it's the problem in this world. We try to – it's all about.
You're giving people too much credit,
buddy. I'm telling you,
the people who you think would understand it would be outraged that there's an SEC bias about Jordan-Hare Stadium over Stanford. That's just
who in the hell would be outraged about that? Do you think it's harder to play in Stanford or
the same that are outraged right now about everything else going on with the committee?
Mike, there's nobody.
You telling me nobody's outraged right now?
It's fake outrage. Okay, no, I'm not about the committee. I'm talking about this actual thing. If you tell me that you think it's harder to play at Stanford in Stanford than it is Auburn in Auburn, you're being, as my good friend Grant McCauley say, you're being intellectually dishonest.
I'm just telling you that there's a Robert Griffin out there that would make that argument. I'm just telling you.
Well,
there is.
Yeah, I think that speaks for itself.
Exactly, but that's my point.
Well,
there is people out there that would make an argument and be upset about
it. Well, him and Joel Klatt can go get together in a little group and they can cry together about it.
All right, let's switch over to the NFL for a moment. So the Steelers beat the Ravens 27-22, and Aaron Rodgers, is he at that point where he just doesn't care? Or maybe he just never has?
He's been there. I think after the second MVP, he didn't care.
You think that's what?
I don't know. It's been 10 years since he didn't care. I feel like maybe the second MVP.
I think it might have more to do with the ayahuasca journey that he was on than the MVP trophies. I think that can kind of change your wiring a little bit.
Absolutely. Take a listen to him yesterday after the game.
What does it mean to get a win like this after the week that you guys have had and the week that kind of Mike Tomlin has had too?
Means maybe you guys will shut the hell up for a week.
I actually love this.
False.
I love it. People aren't going
to
shut up.
According to Bo, if you just tell the truth, everybody's really happy about it. Nobody's worried.
He did tell the truth, though.
I know.
I mean,
there's probably somebody out there that was upset that he said that to me.
Yeah, well, they're soft.
There you go.
Sorry.
If I asked the question, disagree. I would be upset if
exactly.
you responded to me that way.
Exactly. But he's airing it out, and he's able to do that because it's coming off of a victory. That's the reason that he's liked more this year, is because he's been more victorious than he was last year with the Jets, bottom line.
But can we talk about how just 1 week ago everyone was shouting, like, fire Tomlin?
Oh, they're still doing that. Oh, don't get it wrong. No, they're still doing that.
Yeah, that's still happening. Wait till they lose in the first round of the playoffs
or don't get there. That is all still very much in order. And a lot of that comes from the fact that he's under contract for next year, and then 2027 is a team option. And they have to actually pick up that team option before next season. So it's kind of like the fifth-year player option. They have to decide before March if he's going to be there in 2027.
And they can – yeah, it's just the money. Yeah. Look, you don't ever it just silences it for a couple of days, and then it'll pop back up. And I understand some of the – it's funny because Mike Tomlin has been essentially untouchable for years, but with it from criticism because he's never had a losing season. And I think Mike Tomlin's a hell of a coach, but I have watched bias for whatever reason, against Mike McCarthy, when him and Mike Tomlin are essentially the same coach. Same records, same playoff wins, same Super Bowls, everything. And so Tomlin's just getting a little bit of scrutiny now because there were high expectations. Do I think Mike Tomlin's a hell of a coach? Absolutely. Would I take him here? Absolutely. I also think the same thing about Mike McCarthy. But just because he's getting criticism now, he's just facing what every other coach faces. You know, and Tomlin's tough enough to take it. They don't faze him a bit.
It is interesting to me how many people have talked about Mike McCarthy in this job because, you know, he's available and he's a name that has a Super Bowl ring. A lot of the same voices I've heard say that are people that said, I can't believe we hired Raheem. He was already a failed coach. Well, now you've got Mike McCarthy out there that's been fired from two different organizations. So a lot of the same people are going, Mike McCarthy's the guy.
And it's funny. Can I ask you a question now? If you've won a Super Bowl, do you think you're a failed coach?
No.
See, I agree. I'm pretty much under my thought process has always been just because you're fired doesn't necessarily mean you're a failed at whatever you do.
I completely agree.
Especially in coaching, because I've watched coaches win titles and then be fired, and then people try to discredit their title. Well, they only did that because of that. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know, as a coach, you're hired to be fired.
Well, coming up on Friday, you two made some picks. You're going to have to man up to them today, and we've got them mic'd up.
Yeah, I did have one good part of this weekend, and a weekend of absolute detriment in the Johnson household. There was one small shining star, and I'll tell you what it was.
You'll hear it next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.